In conversation, he made numerous odd noises of no known marketable value, and his infrequent words were carved and wrought into heraldic grotesqueness. Holroyd tried to elucidate his religious beliefs, and, especially after whiskey, lectured to him against superstition and missionaries. Azumazee, however, shirked the discussion of his gods, even though he was kicked for it. Azumazee had come clad in white but insufficient raiment, out of the stokehole of the Lord Clive from the Straits settlements and beyond into London. He had heard, even in his youth, of the greatness and riches of London, where all the women are white and fair, and even the beggars in the streets are white, and he had arrived, with newly earned gold coins in his pocket, to worship at the shrine of civilization. The day of his landing was a dismal one. The sky was dun, and a wind-worried drizzle filtered down to the greasy streets. But he plunged bodily into the delights of Shadwell, and was presently cast up, shattered in health, civilized in costume, penniless, and, except in matters of the direst necessity, practically a...